the 2 points were vital, that's for sure, and we had a battle for them. In the first half, Donegal looked to have the upper hand and maybe seemed to be more in control of the game than we were. But goals are very important in a game, and we got that one in the first half, which actually gave us a bit of confidence going at half time that we probably hadn't played as well as they did, and yet we were a point up a wee bit, I suppose, like deja vu again, Monaghan. But this time I felt that we knuckled down better in the second half, and we got scores at vital times. And I suppose when we got the second goal, it was you know, we were in a really strong position there, and we wouldn't be happy with the fact that we let Donegal get back with the goal, because if we had held on properly at that stage and made them look for points alone, I think they would have had a great trouble getting as close to us as they did. But when they got a goal like that and then got a point after, they were really back in business again. So we had actually win the game twice to that extent.
And they were very impressive in the opening 15-20 minutes. They really did boss the game, and we were at times looked as if we were chasing shadows, but the work rate, they just stuck to the task, and I mean, eventually that paid off.
Well, that's true. I mean, you can't beat work rate. Whatever else you do and whatever skill sets you have, if skill isn't accompanied by work, then it doesn't really work. So we had boys who were prepared to work hard. It took a while to settle in, I suppose, to get the flow of the game and to get them to actually play the way we wanted them to play. But when they got to grips with that, our players, and understood what we were looking from them, their breaks, the couple of fast breaks in the first half were just breathtaking. And I think that's a nice way to play football. If you can hold out, turn people over, and break at breakneck speed, then to me that's a very interesting and entertaining game.
The first half, fantastic break from Niall Sutton, which led to the penalty. Mm-hmm. You've always talked about consistency with referees. If you ask for consistency, you can't ask for anything else. We looked at it quite closely at half time. It looked as if a black card, and then we saw Matty Donnelly receive a black card. Was there consistency there, Mickey?
Well, I mean, that'll be up for all of you boys to assess. You know, I take what you said. It's very seldom you see a goalkeeper taking the man who's through one on one on goals, taking him down and getting away without a black card.
Or any card.
Without any card, but particularly without a black card in this day, that the black card is there for those kind of offences. So that was rare that happened. I felt at the end too there, I don't know, I'd have to look at it again, but I felt that Frank Burns got hit in the back when he was going for a ball right in front of the goals there, and that was a critical sort of time where if we'd got that and was going to seal the game for us and actually put us under pressure, and they went out the field and got a free for something that to me that appeared maybe handier than that. But that's going to happen. Sometimes you're going to get frees that you shouldn't get and not get them when you should. But in the instance of the black card, I'd leave that for other people to decide. You know, can a goalkeeper clean out the last man through one-on-one and not have any card for it? Well, if that's the case, then good luck to the goalkeepers.
Vital moments in the game, no doubt, the start of the second half. That fantastic run by Mark Bradley. Lovely pass from Conor or McShane, and then or Cal McShane, and then the finish. Mark Bradley, great composure.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Mark Bradley has been buzzing the training this last while, and we were expecting a big game from him. He covers a lot of ground. He takes people on. He's close to the ground. He's hard to get at, and he's very confident when he gets himself into scoring position. So, yeah, it was a really good finish, and it's nice to score goals at this level, and to get two tonight, we'd be very pleased with that.
The win's important, but the quality of performance also, that's just a great confidence and a great satisfaction and a job well done on that tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is. It's good to win the game. We'll understand Donegal weren't at full tilt there. They were missing a few men, a few important players. So there's more in the Donegal tank as well. But tonight we had to deal with the players they put in front of us. It's never easy dealing with Donegal in the league or championship or anywhere else. So we're pleased. They're for us, they're a team that are difficult to beat. And we did that tonight, and we got 2 league points for it, and that makes us quite happy.